We have got regional finalists of Live and Unsigned. We've got the Buffalo Kings. Now that we've got Baz, we've got Maddie, we've got Christian, we've got Matt. You guys are the Buffalo Kings. How did you guys get together?
Matthew?
Well, it started a few years ago when my father was getting married. That myself and Baz decided to put a little band together for my father's wedding, rock and roll.
Oh, wow.
And then after that, we decided to stick together. It was a bit different what we're doing now.
Yeah.
We're definitely a lot more rock and rolly for that, because it was a wedding family after all.
Granny wouldn't have been pleased.
No, she loved it, though. She was bopping about in the front row to it.
Well, tell us about the Buffalo Kings.
Right. Well, I mean...
where do you start?
It's
a tough one, that is.
I thought you were going to take it there, Baz.
You know, what, I mean, music-wise, I mean, your influences, what is your music really about and stuff like that?
Well, we've asked that before, and it was mainly just getting drunk and then getting together the next day and rehearsing with a hangover, and it's just what came out like.
Good times.
We're influenced by whiskey and hangovers.
Excellent. Growing up, what sort of music were you listening to?
Led Zeppelin,
Run DMC,
AC/DC.
Depends on different stages. No, we're in school as well. I had the hardcore rave for a few months, and then kicked out the kid.
Bit of everything.
Yeah,
bit of everything. Like,
nice.
Definitely more the rock.
Yeah. So how long have you been together since?
Well, Maddie is a new recruit. She
Ooh.
Joined us February 2008.
Yeah. Maddie, are you the only girl in the group?
I am the only girl.
What's it like being the only girl?
We've had another girl in the group before. She used to do some guest vocals, but she's now the only girl in the group, yes.
Maddie, seriously, are they, like, you know, because obviously you must go around and about with them, you're in dressing rooms with them. Are they dirty? Are boys dirty? You know, do they need to wash a bit more? Are they farting and stuff like that?
Yes. They just make me carry heavy stuff.
which she refuses to do.
Heels, come on.
She knew what she signed up for when she joined the band.
I love it. Now then, you guys, you're in the regional final of Live and Unsigned. Our local band actually won it this last year, Kiddo 360. So, we're fingers crossed, local band will win it again.
Yeah, we've been told there's six local bands far as we're aware.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's pretty cool.
When is the regional final happening?
April the 26th in Bristol.
Excellent. Can we still get tickets to come and see?
Yeah, just come and see us. Let us know on our MySpace page. And
We've only got 10 left because we've sold about 65 already.
Really? Right, what's your MySpace page?
www.myspace.com/TheBuffaloKings.
Wicked. And I'll get that on my blog as well, on thewave.co.uk, so people can get to that website straight away and get their tickets. Well, I can't wait for the regional finals, because my fingers are crossed. From Kiddo 360 winning it last year, and they got to perform with the Ting Tings and stuff like that. So fingers crossed for you guys. Now, you've got an announcement.
Yes, we've just been told that we're allowed to make it official. We're on this year's Bulldog Bash in Warwickshire, Shakespeare Raceway.
Oh,
which
fantastic!
Is great news for us. I mean,
we were there. Second year running.
Yeah, we were there last year. We headlined the new stage, the Area 81 stage, which was fantastic, to be honest. We had a hell of a good crowd.
They
so I'm minding my
language.
Yeah.
some good bands there. The Fun Loving Criminals played last year, and
yes.
The Wild Hearts.
Oh,
if you check
brilliant.
Out our MySpace, we've got pictures of us with them.
What date is it happening this year?
This
sixth,
is the
6th and 9th.
Yes.
Of
Matthew
forget of August.
I was going to say, and the month, yeah, of August.
Oh, yeah.
Just the 6th, 7th and 8th. You pick a month. We'll make it up now. Now, what was it like, actually, because obviously lots of people had to audition for Live and Unsigned. I heard it's like you only got to play like about 30 seconds.
We got about, about 20 seconds in, to be honest.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a chaotic morning, Christian.
No, yeah, we got up in time, and we got there just in time. Let's just say that.
Yes.
Won't say anything more.
And then we got back in time for the rugby as well. What was it? Wales and...
I can't remember
that.
Did
far
you
back.
Win?
Yeah,
it was
Wales-Scotland.
Wales-Scotland,
yeah.
Won that one.
But it's quite weird there, because we weren't allowed to use our own amps. We had to use their amps. They pre-set up.
Ah.
And we started playing, and all we could hear was a snare drum. Just pretty, I couldn't hear a guitar, anything at all.
But
so just like dumbing the song in my head whilst I was playing, and then he said, "Right, that's enough." I was thinking, "Oh no, They either loved it or they hated it because it was, you know, so quick into the song.
I mean, we were pretty thrilled to get through, like, but I think the next one, again, we've got to use their gear, and one of the judges is Malcolm McLaren.
Oh, my goodness!
The manager of the Sex Pistols and the New York Dolls, I think. I don't know.
Possibly.
Text in, let us know.
Now then, if you get through the regional finals in Bristol, what happens then? What's the next stage?
The grand final, I believe.
Which is as much as we know.
I mean, which I'm guessing in London?
No, I think it's in Portsmouth, which is a bit odd. But
I think the Vodafone part of it was, if you win this, you go to the Vodafone competition, is it?
I'm not sure exactly.
Yeah, I think that's in London, the Vodafone part. Yeah.
Right. The Vodafone Live Awards, and it's the unsigned part of that. You just automatically get put in that, I think.
So. Awesome. Oh,
cool. Can I say hi to my mammy?
You can.
Hello, mammy.
Hi, Lucy.
Is there anybody you want to say hello to?
Actually, I'd like to say, one of the boys in work with me, he's retiring tomorrow. I'm not allowed to say where I work, obviously. It's not a good idea.
Okay.
But yes, his name's Elvis. Elvis Price. Have a good retirement.
Have a great
retirement. Elvis Price with a T on the end.
Thanks to all our adoring fans and everything they've done for us.
Cheers to Chippo.
David. David.
And Silk Dog the Road King. He's a photographer. He's actually my brother. He came with us to the
take
Bulldog.
Any pictures for us.
Yeah, he's done a few. But he came up to the Bulldog Bash with us last year, and he's my brother. What can I say? He's a top man.
And he's got good photos of you guys.
Yeah. Most of the time.
Not me, because nobody ever takes pictures of me.
Yeah, Matthew.
Never.
So who does what in the band, Baz?
I'm vocals and rhythm guitar.
Maddie?
I'm bass guitar.
Christian?
Play the drums.
Matt?
Lead guitar.
I love that. Lead guitar.
Yeah.
Underline on the lead.
Stream scribbles underneath.
Right, we're going to play one of your tracks now. What's it called?
Black Fruit of Eden.
No,
Lion's Lust.
Oh, it's called Lion's Lust. That track.
Not the other one, but that one. Tell us, what is that about?
Not again.
We used to just have brainstorming sessions, really, and just write down words and see what happened.
The song is close to Basil's heart, I would say.
It is, very much. I like it.
Okay, so that, in other words, that means you can't tell me exactly what it is about.
Not exactly.
It's up to interpretation.
Down to the individual's interpretation.